Mishnah Daf Chav Chesem and Beis and Sukkah outlines the basic mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. Mishnah says, Kol Shivas Hayomim, Madam Osir, Sukkos, O Keva, O Beiso, Arai. All 7 days of Sukkah, a person is supposed to make his Sukkah into a Makom Keva, into his permanent dwelling, and his Bayi is supposed to be his temporary dwelling. What does that mean, that Sukkos, O Keva? So the Gemara quotes a Bryson that explains, Ketzad, Hayu lo kelim noem malon l'sukkah, matzos noos malon l'sukkah, ochalush b'shosu metayl b'sukkah. If you have nice things, nice spreads, nice tablecloths, and nice kelims, then you should bring them into the sukkah, make the sukkah levedig, make it look like your bayis. And obviously you're ochal b'shosu b'sukkah, and you should be metayl b'sukkah as well. You want to go on a tiyul, meaning you want to spend time, you should do it in the sukkah. Menani, really, the Tadar Abban and Teshu came to do Mikan Amru Kloshiva Sayamim Ma'osod of Sukkos Okeva Beso Ara. What's the source? This is a pasuk in Parashas Zemra that the Torah says Basukos Teshu Shivas Yamim. So we learn Teshu came to Duru. Basukos Teshu means that you should live in the sukkah, not just sit in the sukkah, but live in the sukkah. The Chazal Darshan came to Duru, just like a person lives in their home. They make their home into a makom keva. Yeah, they can spend time outside the home. They go to a restaurant, and they go to the park. They do different things outside the home. They go to work. They do things outside the home, but their makom kavua is their home. So the same should be true on sukkahs in the sukkah. That the sukkah should be a makom keva. And that's why the Braisa says you should make your sukkah into a makom keva. Decorate it in a way that is your ikka makom, and spend time in the sukkah. Be ochel, be shosu, be metayl the sukkah as well. Okay, that's the basic mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. Not just to sit in the Sukkah, but to spend time in the Sukkah, to live in the Sukkah. From this klal of Teishu Kain Toduru, the Gemara earlier in the Chavav and Aleph learns that there are some people who are exempt from sitting in the Sukkah. Holchei Drochim, someone who's traveling. Not just for a mitzvah, but he's going, traveling on business, let's say. That's the example Rashi gives there. He's parted from the sukkah. If he doesn't have a sukkah where he is, if he has a sukkah, of course he should try to sit in the sukkah. But if he doesn't have any sukkah, then he's exempt. Because Teishu came to do it. Just like a person doesn't always stay in their home the whole year, they'll travel on business. They're not in the home, so the same thing is true on sukkahs. You're allowed to travel on sukkahs. And when you travel, then you're parted from the sukkah because Teishu came to do it. Similarly, if a person has been stire, he's parted from the sukkah. Someone who's in pain, someone who's uncomfortable from sitting in the sukkah, either if it's too hot or it's too cold, or there are bugs, there are bees or a fly, whatever, depending on your climate. So then a person is exempt from the sukkah, because just like if a person were living in the home and he had a leak in his roof, it's raining and there's a leak in the roof and the water is dripping in onto his dining room tables, he's not going to eat in his home. He'll find a different place to eat. Where if there are bugs that are coming into the home, he has an ant problem, or there are bees in the house, there are mosquitoes in the house, he's not going to stay in the house, he'll leave the house, he'll get an exterminator to fix up the house, and then he'll come back. So it's the same thing. You don't live in your sukkah in a way that you wouldn't live in your home. Teishu Kain Toduru tells me that if you're mitztayer from sitting in the sukkah, then you're parted from the sukkah. That's all learned from Teishu Kain Toduru. There are some Rishonim that expand this idea of Teishu Kain Toduru quite far. The Ramah in Simen Tov Resh Mem Siv Dalid. Simen Tov Resh Mem is all about the Pturim from the Sukkah. Tov Resh Lamentes discusses the basic mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. And then in Tov Resh Mem, the next Simen, the Shulchan Aruch discusses who are those people who are exempt from the Sukkah. So in the midst of that discussion, Tov Resh Mem in Siv Dalid, the Ramah quotes a Mordechai that says the following. Someone who makes a Sukkah in a place where he's mitzvah, either from Achila, start to eat in the sukkah, or to drink, or to sleep in the sukkah. Always. Right? The nature of the place is that he's always going to be mitzvah from one type of tashmish that he's supposed to do in the sukkah. Oh, she'ief shalasos lo efa mehem b'sukkah, machmas de misyari milistim o ganovim. Well, let's say he's not able to do one of these things, especially sleeping, it's later at night. He's afraid of ganovim, he's afraid that someone's going to break into the sukkah. It could happen, I don't know. Washington Heights, I don't know, maybe it could happen that people are afraid of Ganavim or some other community, they're afraid of Listen. He's afraid they'll come in Kishu v'sukkah. Ain o yotze ba'osa sukkah klal, says the Mordechai, afilu b'dvarim shalom etzdar b'hem. Then he can't be yotze with the sukkah v'chlal. If he's unable to do one of the tashmishim, one of the usages of the sukkah, so then he can't use the sukkah v'chlal, says the Mordechai. The lohavi kein dira sheyuchal lasel shem kol zrav. It's not kein dira. A dira is a place where you can live, where you can do everything that you want to do, where you can use the makom l'chol tzaracha, l'chol tashmisha. It says the Mordechai, if you build a sukkah and you're unable to use the sukkah l'chol tashmisha, then you can't be yotzi in that sukkah l'chol. That's not a sukkah. It's more the gechidish, he says. The idea of teishu kein dira tells me that if you can't fulfill one of the tzarachim of the sukkah, one of the tzarachim of dira in the sukkah, then the sukkah is posel. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Chacham Tzvi, it's also quoted in the Shari Shuv in a bit greater length. Chacham Tzvi disagrees. He says, no, that's not what Teishu Kein Gedur means. Teishu Kein Gedur means that whatever usage you're going to make of the sukkah, whatever tashmish you're doing, that has to be Kein Dira. If you're mitzvah in that tashmish, so then you're part of the sukkah. But to say that the sukkah has to be royal l'chol tashmishim to be called a sukkah, to say, as some of you in Seder wanted to put it, to say that the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is one unit of achila, shtia, shena, all usages of the sukkah, one unit, and if you can't do part of it, then you can't fulfill anything in this sukkah? The Chacham Tzvi says, that far we're not going to go. We look at each tashmish. You want to sleep in the sukkah? Okay, so you have to be sleeping in the sukkah the way you would sleep in your home. You want to eat in the sukkah? Then you have to eat in the sukkah the way you would eat in your home. It's not that we say if it's not right for eating, then it's possible for sleeping. If it's not right for sleeping, then you can't eat in it. Why? We look at every tashmish independently, says the Chacham Tzvi. How do I know that? So the Chacham Tzvi says, I'll bring you a raya. One of the famous halachas of sukkah is that there's a minig, people don't sleep in the sukkah. I wouldn't call it a minig, but it's customary. Many people don't sleep in the sukkah. But there's a mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah, so how does that work? Why do we not sleep in the sukkah? Many mefarshim were concerned about this. They were troubled about this question. So there are different answers given. Some say the reason we don't sleep in the sukkah is because they lived in Europe. They lived in climates which are very cold. Very cold. So it's one thing to eat in the sukkah when it's cold. You put on a coat. But to sleep in a cold temperature, that's uncomfortable. People don't like to do that. You know. So the mitzvah from sleeping in the sukkah. So mitzvah is part of the sukkah. That's why people didn't sleep in the sukkah. That's one answer given. There are some climates where you can be mitzvah from the heat in the sukkah. I think in California, Florida, and different places, it's machmish, boiling hot. Look, just a week ago it was hot right here. But you know, in different climates, it can be very hot. People eat in the sukkah. Sometimes they'll eat in the sukkah. I mean, there was one sukkah, so I took off my jacket in the sukkah. Normally, I like to eat with a jacket. A suit of Shabbos, Yom Tov, I like to eat with a jacket. I'll take off the hat, but I'll eat with the jacket. But there was one year that I took off my jacket in the sukkah. I said, there's no way if it were this hot in my home, I would never wear the jacket. I would take it off. You know, normally, I wear the jacket, but there's no mitzvah to sweat during a suit of Yom Tov. So I took off my jacket. I felt undressed in the sukkah. I mean, it's like, it was unbelievable. But if not, I'd be stire. I'd be putter from sitting in the sukkah b'chlas. I took off my jacket. There was no question I wasn't going to sleep in the sukkah that year, right? So it was very hot. My sons pushed themselves; they slept in the sukkah anyway, even though it was hot. You know, so younger folk they can handle the heat a little bit better than the older people, right? Okay. But says the Chacham Tzvi, let's say you're in an area where you're not going to sleep in the sukkah. You're mitzvah from sleeping in the sukkah. There's another reason given, by the way. The Ramah says that Teishu Kein Tadur means that you have to sleep in the sukkah, spend time in the sukkah the way you would do at home. So if a person is married, normally he sleeps in the same bedroom as his wife. But in the sukkah, it's not a private area. The wife might feel uncomfortable being there. There might be other members of the family there. So since it's not comfortable, since the wife is not going to sleep there, and Kein Tadur means ish v'isha biyachad, in the same room, so the husband is patur also. Even though the wife technically is patur from the sukkah b'chlah. Right? She doesn't have to sleep, she doesn't have to eat in the sukkah, really, she doesn't want to. But when it comes to Shena, the husband is going to be mitzvah if he's not able to sleep in the same room as his wife, so therefore, people feel that they're farther from sleeping in the sukkah. So there are those who point out, according to the Ramah's reason, if a person can get a private sukkah, then taka, they should sleep in the sukkah. I know some people who have a sukkah that's, you know, they renovated their home and they made a sukkah off their bedroom. So the husband and the wife sleep in the sukkah, and the sukkah is, no one else is in the sukkah. There's no one else in the sukkah. The kids can sleep in a different sukkah. They don't eat there. They have a bigger sukkah outside the home. So the kids sleep in that sukkah, and the parents sleep in the sukkah off the side of the bedroom, because there is a makom tzanuah, so then there's no discomfort, so then taka, could be that the maid is chayav to sleep in the sukkah. Maybe his wife should join him. Yes.
Nowadays, if where a lot of fathers or husbands are like away on business, so they're often not with their wives. So would that be different? Would they still be like it's not as mitzar to them?
Not really, because I think when you're home, then it isn't mitzar. Meaning, if you're home, you're gonna sleep in the sukkah because the sukkah is your dira, it's your makom, but your wife is not here. She can be here, but she doesn't feel comfortable to be here. It's very different when a person is away on business, so then it's understood the wife is home and he's on business and no one's thinking anything. But if they're home, they're in the same community and yet they're sleeping in different houses, that's very strange. That's a real sire. So dafka, if the husband is home and the wife doesn't feel comfortable sleeping in the sukkah, so then that might be a reason to exempt the husband from sleeping in the sukkah. But says the Chacham Tzvi, you see from that the sukkah doesn't have to be roy l'chol tashmishim. Because if the sukkah is built in a way that the person is not going to sleep in the sukkah, so how can you be yotzei the mitzvah sachila b'sukkah either? How can you eat in the sukkah? If you tell me that's to be roy l'chol tashmishim, and we know that it's very common for people not to sleep in the sukkah for different reasons, let's take the hot and cold reason, right? The mitzvah because of the temperature. So if the sukkah is built in an area where the temperature is going to be cold, you know for the duration of sukkah the person is going to be mitzvah from sleeping in the sukkah. So it's not roy l'chol tashmishim. So then how can you be yotzei the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah in eating and drinking in the sukkah, according to you, Mordechai? So said the Chacham Tzvi, you see from the idea of sleeping, the fact that people often don't sleep in the sukkah and they feel they're exempt from sleeping in the sukkah, and nevertheless they try to fulfill the other aspects of sukkah. You see that the sukkah doesn't have to be roy l'chol tashmishim to be called teshuke to do. Okay, questions? So the basic mitzvah of sukkah seems to be a function of this principle of teshuke to do. It's clear that the pasuk basukkah teshuke shirasyam doesn't mean to eat in the sukkah, it means to live in the sukkah. As the Rosh in Sukkah, in the fourth parak, writes, the word teshu means to tarry. Like the pasuk v'teshu b'kodesh yomim rabim, that Bnei Yisrael stayed b'kodesh for many, many years. They didn't travel too much for a while when they were in the midrash. V'teshu b'kodesh doesn't mean you sat in kodesh, it means you remained in kodesh, you tarried, you spent time in kodesh. So because teshu means to tarry, to delay your leaving, to spend time in the sukkah. That's why you make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah. Leishiv HaSukkah doesn't mean to sit in the sukkah. It means to live in the sukkah. Vateshu v'kadesh, teshu kein tadur, v'sukkah teshu shemes yamim. Because the mitzvah is yeshiva b'sukkah, to live in the sukkah, the Rambam holds that you can make the bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah even if you don't eat in the sukkah. You're chayav to make the bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah before eating. Just by virtue of the fact that you're spending time in the sukkah, you'd be chayav to make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah. The lashon of the Rambam is kol zman shenichnas leishev b'sukkah. Let's see the Rambam inside. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah Perikvav Halacha Yud Beis. Kol zman sheikones leishev b'sukkah kol shiva mevarech kodem sheyeshev asher yeshav v'sosev v'tzivanu leishev b'sukkah. The Rambam says he make a bracha kol zman sheikones leishev b'sukkah. So what does he mention sitting in the sukkah? Does he mean yikones leishev b'sukkah to live in the sukkah? The Rambam might mean you call it leishiv b'sukkah to sit in the sukkah only because the sitting demonstrates that you're going to spend time. Sometimes when you walk into a place, you can walk in for a moment and leave. You sit down, you're making a kviyus out of it. So the Rambam seems to say that whenever you come in to spend time in the sukkah, to sit in the sukkah, so then you make a bracha of leishiv b'sukkah. Now the bracha has to be made over Lasiyasa. The Rambam doesn't seem to say that you have to make the bracha before you enter into the sukkah. That's not what he's saying, right? Is that what he means? But before you enter, lifnei shenichnas? Doesn't sound like that. It sounds like before you sit down, you make a bracha leishiva sukkah, then you sit. What's so significant about leishiva? It means that yeshiva demonstrates that a person has the intention to spend time. So if he has the intention to spend that, that's the act that we associate the bracha with. You associate the bracha of leishiv b'sukkah. It's interesting, the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Tav Resh Mem Gimel, Sivkot Medalek, quotes from the Bach, that the Bach understood that according to the Rambam, if someone eats in the sukkah standing up, he doesn't make a leishiv b'sukkah. Let's say a person has a kiddush in a sukkah. Right? So sometimes a lot of kiddush was a table of chairs. But let's say you invited a lot of people to come to the kiddush, and they're not going to be able to come into the sukkah if you give them a place to sit. So let's say you take out the table. You have some chairs, but you take out the table. So some people are going to be standing, some people are going to be sitting. So let's say the seats are taken, you're only standing in the sukkah. Do you make a leshem sukkah? Do you not make a leshem sukkah? So the Bach says, according to the Rambam, it would seem as though you should make a leshem sukkah, because you only make the bracha when you sit down. Sharatzian says, most poskim disagree. Most poskim say, even according to the Rambam, if you eat when you're standing, avada you make a bracha. The Rambam, keep in mind, the Rambam is machadesh that even if you sit down in the sukkah before eating, you should make a leshem sukkah. Make a leshem sukkah on the sitting, because that's making a leshem sukkah on the living in the sukkah, on spending time in the sukkah. But the Rambam would never say that achila is less significant. Achila is also a significant kvius. So you should make a leshem sukkah before eating, according to the Rambam, even if you're standing up. You can't sit down because just the nature of the situation is that you're not going to be able to sit. But you should make a leshem sukkah before eating. What the Rambam holds, yeshiva's ma'akiv in the mitzvah, before sitting down, you're not going to make a leshem sukkah. That's how the Bach understood, but not everyone agrees. It's an interesting shahatziyah. You know, how literally should we take this Rambam? Because manchi ikones leshe basuka. Is it really the sitting? It's love after. Rambam doesn't mean sitting. It's not what basuka's teshu means. Basuka's teshu means to live. Yeah.
According to Bach, would you say that an achila that's done standing up is an achila sarai? Or would you call that?
An achilas kava? Yes, it is an achilas kava. If you're going to be kaveh asuda, if you're eating at a kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov, by definition, that's called an achila. Because you need a din of kiddush makom suda, right? So it's called a suda. So achila Shabbos and Yom Tov is different. If you eat, if you eat a kezayis, if you eat a kebetz on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that could be considered an achila b'kfiyas. Even though for sukkah we assume that achilas keva is a little bit more than a kebetz. For Shabbos and Yom Tov, you might not need that. You might not need that because it could be that Suda Shabbos is kovea. It makes something. It makes an achilas sarai into an achilas keva.
But in terms of sitting down. I'm saying by the Bach, is more the Rambam holds it sitting down, maybe ma'akiv. So, if you're not sitting down, then what does you may have fulfilled the shir, but you're not actually sitting.
Right. But the pashup shad is that the achila itself is a kfiyas. Pashup shad is that the eating itself is viewed as a kfiyas, even if I'm not sitting down, but I'm spending time in the sukkah, but often shel kever. It's just that if I'm not eating and I'm only standing around without sitting. So then, maybe everyone agrees, I'm standing around, I'm spending time, but it's not called a kviyus in the sukkah, so that will not require a brach. Okay? We pass in like Tosus and the Rosh, Tosus and Lechem, here in the base of sukkah and the Rosh there, who say that the bracha of Leshem HaSukkah was instituted on achila and shesiyah, on eating and drinking in the sukkah. Why? Explains the Rosh, because that's the ikar kviyus of a person. The ikar kviyus of a person in his home is the eating that he does. So even though the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is to spend time in the sukkah, to live in the sukkah, since the ikar kviyas is achila chesiyah, so on that, chazal will misaken a brach. Now that seems a little bit strange, but the ikar kviyas is achila chesiyah, a person spends the most time in his home eating and drinking? I hope not. Right, the stomach person sleeps more than eating and drinking, so maybe no, maybe a person shouldn't sleep so much. Right? Rabbi Shnal spoke about that on Shabbos. Right, a person should minimize his sleeping. Maybe he should be learning Torah. He should be doing other things. So maybe the ikar kviyas taka is the eating and drinking. We find in other areas of halacha that the eating is koveya, the ikar dira of a person. The mashal, when it comes to lighting Neres Chanukah, so there's a discussion whether makom pito gorim or makom lina gorim. Person is eating in one place and sleeping in a different place. Where do we define his bias regarding lighting Neres Chanukah? We pass that the makom achila is the ikar. So you see that in terms of the tashmishim of a person, what a person does in his bias, the achila is more significant. It's more significant. The sleeping, okay, the person goes to sleep, but the person himself doesn't consider that as significant as the achila. He doesn't care as much where he's sleeping. It's the achila that really defines the makom of the person. It defines where his kviyas is. So maybe that's the same halacha here when it comes to sukkah. It's not that in terms of time, he spends more time eating as opposed to sleeping. But maybe it's the idea that the person himself views his makom achila as being more significant. He views his man achila as being more significant. So that's why it's called the ikar kviyas of a person, and maybe that's why That's why the bracha of Leish Masiv was instituted on Achila Chesia, not on simply spending time, not on Yeshiva Masiv. The Mishnah Berurah does point out, though, at the end of Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes and Sivkot Mem Vav, quotes from the Achronim that we're machlin for the sheet of the Rambam. We are machlin, we try to be concerned for the Rambam. How so? What's the situation? Let's say a person comes into a sukkah and he plans on having a meal, but some of the guests haven't come yet. You know, it's after the Yom Tov davening, and people daven in different minyanim in the community. So you're waiting 10-15 minutes for someone else to come. But, you know, you walk home, you come into the sukkah, and you're hanging around the sukkah. Maybe you'll even sit down in the sukkah waiting for the guests. You're not eating, you're just sitting down in the sukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do that. Because according to the Rambam, since you're spending time in the sukkah, you should have to make a bracha of Leish Basukkah. But you're not going to make the bracha Leish Basukkah because you do have in mind to eat, so you're going to wait to make Leish Basukkah on the Achila. So if you're going to wait to make Leish Basukkah on the Achila, better to talk in the house, better to talk outside the sukkah. Because if you talk inside the sukkah and you sit down, I guess if you stand in the sukkah and you're not eating, maybe even according to the Rambam, that's not a problem. But if you're going to sit down in the sukkah for 10-15 minutes for a significant period of time, according to the Rambam, you should have to make a Leish Basukkah. But we don't want to do that, because according to Tos and the Rosh, the Iker Kavias is the Achila Chesia. We want to wait for the bracha, wait for the Achila Chesia in order to make the bracha. So it's better in that case not to sit in the sukkah for an extended period of time without eating. But you should go into the sukkah and immediately eat, so that you'll make the bracha of Leish Basukkah when you first enter into the sukkah. You want to have a suffic bracha for the Rambam. But the Mishnah Berurah is very careful to point out there in Sivkot Memches from the Taz that even according to Tosis and the Rosh, who say that the Iker Kviyas is the Achila Chesia, the Bracha Leish Basukkah was instituted on Achila Chesia, even they would say that, let's say a person is spending a lot of time in the sukkah and he's not planning on eating bechlal. Let's say he had his meal and then he left the sukkah and he comes back. He's not planning on eating for another 3 hours, but he's going to learn in the sukkah. Maybe he'll take a nap in the sukkah. The Taz claims that you're mechuyev to make a Leish Basukkah even according to the Taz and the Rosh in such a situation. Even according to Tosis and the Rosh in such a situation. Because the Tosis and the Rosh never meant to say that the Bracha Leish Basukkah was only instituted on Achilat Shasiyah. Only Achilat Shasiyah. What they meant to say is that it was instituted be'ikr on Achilat Shasiyah. That's the Iker Kviyas. So if the choice is to make a Bracha on the Yeshiva Basukkah, on spending time in the sukkah, or on the eating, so then avada, you should make Leish Basukkah on the achila. But if you're not going to be eating and drinking, if you're only going to be spending time, they never meant to say that there's no fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah, avada is still fulfilling the mitzvah. So avada, you should make a bracha Leish Basukkah. This is something that people don't know. I saw the Piskei Tshuva's quotes, the Chazon Ish and Rosh Shlomo Zalman both felt that this is correct, that if you spend time in the sukkah, an extended period of time in the sukkah, even if you're not going to eat and drink, even the Tos and the Rosh would say you make a Leish Basukkah. Most people feel uncomfortable making a Leish Basukkah unless they're actually going to eat and drink. Yes, Avi?
According to Tos and the Rosh, would it be preferable to bring mizonos into the sukkah?
We're going to talk about mizonos. It's not so clear that any mizonos is enough to make a Leish Basukkah. If you convey a suda, so then, you know, if you eat more than a kibetz of mizonos, maybe even more than a kibetz of mizonos is not enough. It has to be a suda. We'll talk. Hopefully we'll have time to talk about this. Yeah.
So, according to this last part, if you just sit in the sukkah for 5-10 minutes...
I know 5-10 minutes is significant.
If you're planning on sitting in the sukkah for an hour,
yeah.
5 hours.
Okay, half an hour.
Half an hour,
yeah.
Right? So when do you make the bracha? Do you make the bracha right when you walk into the sukkah? I'm planning on sitting here for 5 hours. Or after a few minutes, you say...
You can make the bracha immediately. If you have that kavana,
even if you don't end up doing it.
Don't end up doing it, so right, that's a problem with the bracha. I would only make the bracha only if I eat.
I'm not saying.
No, the problem is you're saying what? After I sit there, the ofen kavua for half an hour, then I should make the bracha. But your bracha is not on the sitting that you did already, it's on the future sitting. But you don't know if you're going to stay in the sukkah, so you have the same problem you had before. I'm not sure what to do. Yeah, make sure that you really. Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe that's why people don't make a bracha, you know, just if they enter into the sukkah to sleep. They plan on being there for 6 hours, but who knows? Maybe it'll be too noisy. Maybe the bugs will bother them. Maybe the heat will bother them. Maybe the cold will bother them. They won't stay in the sukkah, so they're afraid that they're not going to actually follow through. Maybe that's part of the reason. If you're making a bracha of leish basukkah before eating, so the meal is set forth in front of you. So, like, why would you not eat the meal? But maybe when it comes to other things, people might feel, you know, I'll get a telephone call and then I'll be called away and I won't spend the time. David?
I might get a similar discussion by just a dying that you don't, if you make the bracha even though you're not sure you need to eat a kibetza, let's say, because of bread, because it's not going to retroactively make it like a bracha on the pellet just because you made a bracha and you didn't eat a kibetza of bread. Same thing here, why wouldn't it be the same thing? If you're saying this,
no, but there you did wash your hands.
Right.
You did wash. The suffix is, when do you make a bracha? Make an iron kibetza or something less? But here,
No,
but here, if you only spent, let's say, 5 minutes in the sukkah, that's not a kvius, and then the bracha leshem sukkah wasn't instituted on such a yeshiva. That's not a yeshiva of the kvius. Let's say you make a leshem sukkah, you're standing in the sukkah, you make a leshem sukkah, and you don't even sit down.
Can we make a even for those who say you can make a bracha and sitting?
For the Rambam.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
the Chor, even the Rambam holds it. You don't make a leshem asukah unless you plan like sitting there for his zman meruba. But he is sitting. You know, there's a din of mea bracha. So you figure bracha asukah, and then I'll leave. I'm not planning on staying. I don't think that's appropriate.
Can't be that retroactively.
I don't know. But I think a person should have an understanding of what he plans on doing, and then he should make the bracha appropriately depending on the situation. Max.
So if you bench and then leave and then get ready to go back to sleep in the sukkah, do you have to make another wishit?
No, if you bench and then you come right back, you're going to get your mattress, so then there probably is no hefsek. But if you bench and then you go to shul to learn, you know, there's a shir in the shul, and then you come back, I think an hour is probably a hefsek. So according to those shittas, if you really plan on sleeping in the sukkah and you've been successful in the past and you have every reason to believe that it's going to work now too, Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish would probably say you should make a leshem sukkah. It's quite an interesting thing. Most people don't do this. Most people don't know that that's what you're supposed to do.
And have in mind your original way shape when you're eating that you're going to be sleeping there also?
Can you have in mind in your original leishiv in the morning when you're eating breakfast that even though I'm going to go work for 8 hours and then you're going to come back to the sukkah, the relation, if it's a hefsek is a hefsek. I think an hour's time, the walk in the hour's time is probably a hefsek anyways. I'm not sure that the first leishiv is going to be.
Even if it's not a hefsek, what's
I would say if you go out to daven 15 minutes, you go to a mincha and you come back, so that's not significant. But if it's already half an hour, it's probably too significant for another.
But even for not hefsek, just regular shit, if you're going to go to sleep, if you know you're going to go to sleep when you're first going down for that. Tonight for dinner, you should have in mind you're also when you're making the leishiv.
Probably. And then if you don't have a hefsek, then it can count. If you have a hefsek, you can make another bracha. What's another nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rush? And we talked about whether you make a bracha or leishiv a sukkah and just sitting in the sukkah if you're planning on eating later, but you're sitting now for an extended period of time. The Rambam would say that you make a bracha even on the yeshiva, and the Rush would say no, wait for the achila. So how does that play out in another circumstance? It plays out when it comes to Kiddush. How do you make Kiddush in the Sukkah? Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Reish Mem Gimel Siv Beis discusses this. We know that there's a general machlokas Rishonim whether you should make Kiddush sitting or standing. Many Rishonim hold you should make Kiddush dafka sitting for two reasons. First of all, we know there's a principle called Kiddush B'makom Suda. The Kiddush is supposed to be recited where you're eating. And some Rishonim hold that B'makom Suda means in the position that you're eating, at the table. Standing is not at the table. That's not called B'makom Suda. I mean, it is B'makom Suda, but it's not B'makom Suda enough. So the Rishonim say you're supposed to sing the Kiddush. That's one reason they give. The other reason that's given is let's say a person is being motzi others in Kiddush. So then there's an idea that you need a chabura. That everyone has to be mitzur of yachad. They have to be one unit in order to be motzi the Kiddush. So the way that they become one chabura achas is by sitting together at the table. If they're standing, so standing is not as much of a kli as people can start to walk around, and that's what sometimes happens. You start Kiddush, and someone's in the other room, and they walk over in the middle of the Kiddush. That's inappropriate. They really should be standing around the table. Even if it's your minig to make the Kiddush standing, they all should be standing around the table to have a kli of a chabura, if you're being motzi them. The Samri Shalom saying, no, standing is not enough. They have to sit down in order to have that kli, to have a chabura, so that you'll be able to be motzi the tzibur. So that's true generally when it comes to the Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And other Rishonim disagree. They say, no, you can have enough din of a chabura even if they're standing. It can be Kiddush B'makom Suda even if you're standing, because you're standing around the table. What's the thing when it comes to sukkahs? So the Rambam writes that when it comes to sukkahs, one should make Kiddush standing. The Rambam, even though the Rambam holds normally you should make Kiddush sitting, but when it comes to sukkahs, you should make Kiddush standing. Why? Rambam L'shitaso. The Rambam says that we want to link the bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah to the mitzvah. But we want to make the bracha over Lasiyasan before actually fulfilling the mitzvah. So if you fulfill the mitzvah through the yeshiva by sitting in the sukkah because you have the intention to sit there a long time, so then you should make the bracha of Lashiva Sukkah before sitting. So says the Rambam, even though normally I say you should make Kiddush sitting for two very important reasons, but those reasons are just a chumrah. It's not like it won't be called Kiddush Makom Suda if you stand. It also is called Kiddush Makom Suda, but it's not as good. You can be motzi other people as long as they stand around the table and they're not running around. There is a sense of a chabur. But it would be better, says the Rambam, to make Kiddush standing up so that you can make the bracha of Leshiva Sukkah before you sit down in the sukkah. That's the Rambam Shiva. The Ramah writes that we're not knowing this way. He says that we're knowing like the Rosh, that we make Kiddush sitting. The Rosh obviously always make Kiddush sitting on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So on Sukkot also, the Rosh will make Kiddush sitting. Because the Rosh l'shitaso, the Rosh assumes that the bracha of Leshiva Sukkah is on the Achila. Even if you'll say that the bracha could be on yeshiva besukkah, could be on spending time in the sukkah if you have no intention to eat. But if you have intention to eat, then the Rosh says you don't make the bracha on the yeshiva, on the sitting, you make the bracha on the achila. You wait to make the bracha on the achila. So according to the Rosh, it will be over lasi asan, even if you sit first. That's why you should make Kiddush sitting, just like a regular Yom Tov, for the reasons of Kiddush Makom Suda, to be mostly the others at your table. Yes?
Understanding of the Rosh.
No, the Taz's understanding of the Rosh is that if you're not planning on eating at all, you're just going to sleep, you're just going to learn for 3 hours in the sukkah, then even the Rosh would say that you're chayav in the bracha. But the Rosh would admit that that's his whole shita, that if you plan on eating too, then you shouldn't make the bracha just on the yeshiva. Delay until the achila, because the ikar kviyas is the achila. And the ikar kviyas is the achila, so the bracha was instituted on the achila. But claims the Rosh, if you're not going to do an achila, it's not like there's no bracha on sitting. The mitzvah is to live in the sukkah, so then you should make the bracha even if you're not going to be eating. But says the Rosh, if you're going to be eating, then you don't make the bracha on the sitting. You can sit down, you should sit down and make the leishah basukkah before the achila. So according to the Rosh, you should make the kiddush sitting down even on sukkahs, and that's how the Ramah paskins. For those who make Kiddush standing up on Sukkot, for those who are purists, who believe that you really need Kiddush Makom Suda, that you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda sitting down, and you can be mostly other people even if you're standing, they always make Kiddush standing up, because they feel for the chashivas of Kiddush, that's how they should make the chashivas of the brach of Kiddush, they should always make it standing up. That's that shita. Some of them will make Kiddush standing up on Sukkot as well. So what do you do with the Leshiva Sukkot? So Lachora, since we pass them like the Rosh and Tosfos, it would be appropriate to make the Bracha of Kiddush. Make the Shachiyadnu. Well, the first night you make the Shachiyadnu at the end. Make the Bracha of Kiddush, then sit down, make the Leshiva Sukkot and the Shachiyadnu, and then eat. And the second day, make the Shachiyadnu before the Leshiva Sukkot. So make the Shachiyadnu. Like the first day, the Shachiyanu is not only on the Yom, it's on the Sukkah too. So that's when we make the Shachiyanu at the end. Second day, the Shachiyanu is on the Yom, it's not on the Sukkah because you've been Yotzei already with the Shachiyanu the first day. How? But if the first day wasn't Sukkah, how could you be Yotzei? The answer is that if you can make a Shachiyanu on the building of the Sukkah too. So you can make a Shachiyanu close to the Yom. You can make a Shachiyanu on the Sukkah close to the Yom. So you were Yotzei the first day, but if it's not Sukkahs, You yotze the first day with the Shachiyanu, so that's why we make the Shachiyanu earlier. We don't want to be mafsig between the Bracha of Kiddush and the Shachiyanu. So we flip them. Right? So we make the Shachiyanu first. But then you make the Leishiva Sukkah. So what should you do? You should sit down before the Leishiva Sukkah so that you can be masmech, you can make the Bracha, the Birchas HaMitzvah of Leishiva Sukkah, as close to the Achila as possible. Right? We want it to be before the Achila, but as close to the Achila as possible. So it's probably better, according to the Rosh, to sit down before you make the Leishiva Sukkah, and then to make the Leishiva Sukkah, so that you can make that Birchas HaMitzvah as close as possible to the Achila, which is seen. Okay. The principle of Basukos Teishu Shivas Yomim, Teishu Kein Taduru, teaches me that person lives in the sukkah the way he lives in his home. So if he wants to eat, he eats. If he doesn't want to eat, then he won't eat. The person doesn't force himself to eat at home. So the same thing is true in the sukkah, that there's no obligation to eat in the sukkah. We pass that there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah rather than the sukkahs. So the first night of sukkahs is somewhat different. On the first night of sukkahs, there is a chiyuv, there's an obligation to eat in the sukkah. How do we know that? That's derived from Gzeres Shavah. Tezvav, Tezvav from Chag HaMatzos. It says Chamisha Asah, both by Sukkos and Pesach. And just like the Pasuk says, Va'erev Tov L'Matzos, there's an obligation to eat Matzah on the Leil HaSeder, so too there's an obligation to eat in the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkos. There's no chiyuv to eat Matzah in the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkos. It's not a complete Gzeres Shavah here. But it's a Gzeres Shavah of chiyuv, just like there's a chiyuv to do something on the Seder night, chiyuv to eat. There's a chiyuv to eat something on the Seder night, chiyuv to eat Matzah. So too there's a chiyuv to eat a Suda in the Sukkah on the first night. There are some Rishonim who feel that the nature of the mitzvah of Sukkah on the first night is somewhat different. It's not just that there's a difference between the first night and every other day of Sukkot, even the first day, right? The first Chamisha Asar by day is not Chamisha Asar by night. Chamisha Asar by day is the day of Yom Tov. So there's a mitzvah to eat as Sukkot Yom Tov, but there's no special chiyuv to eat the Sukkah. It's just if you're eating Sukkot Yom Tov, which is an achila b'kviyas, you chayav to eat the Sukkah. But if you don't want to eat, there's no chiyuv to eat the Sukkah. So the first night there is an obligation to eat the Sukkah, but it could be there's not just the chiyuv to eat the Sukkah, it could be the very nature of the mitzvah is somehow different between the first night and the other times of Sukkot, the other days of Sukkot. What's the difference? Some Rishonim want to suggest, they seem to imply, that maybe there's a mitzvah of achila b'sukkah on the first night. It's not a mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, but rather it's a mitzvah of achila b'sukkah. What do I mean? What's a nafkamina? So there are two important issues that might hinge on this question. First of all, how much does a person have to eat to fulfill his obligation to eat in the sukkah on the first night? How much? So normally when it comes to mitzvah sachil in the Torah, let's take the mitzvah of matzah. How much do you have to eat of the matzah and the leil haseh to be osay? Kazayis, right? Both for isurim and for mitzvah saseh. The shir is always a kazayis. So that's one possibility. What's the other possibility when it comes to sukkah? Kibetza. A little bit more than a kibetza, exactly. Because if the mitzvah of sukkah is to eat an achila b'kviyas in the sukkah, and we know that an achila b'kviyas is a kibetza, we know that the iser to eat an achila b'kviyas outside the sukkah is to eat a little bit more than a kibetza. Right? The Mishnah and the Chafei in sukkah says, Okum v'shosin arai chutz l'sukkah, one can eat a snack outside the sukkah. What is a snack? What is an achila b'kviyas? The Gemara says, anything less than, it's a little complicated, a kibetza or less is arai, that's a snack. Anything more than a kibetza, a little bit more than a kibetza, is viewed as an achila b'kviyas. So that's viewed as an achila b'kviyas in terms of the isra achila chutz l'sukkah. So maybe the obligation to eat inside the sukkah is to eat an achila b'kviyas inside the sukkah, to eat more than a kibetza. So what is it? What is the obligation on the first night of sukkahs? So the Rambam writes in Ilchas Sukkah that one is yotzi even with the kazayis. Perek vav halacha zayin. Achila b'leila yom tov harishon b'sukkah chova afilu achol kazayis pas yotze yidei chovos. Says the Rambam, even with the kazayis you can be yotzi achil. So l'chore it's a pella. When it comes to the issur of eating an achilas keva outside of sukkah, the shear is a little bit more than a kibetza. So why should the Rambam say that on the first night you can be yotzi with the kazayis? That's not an achila b'kviyas. If it's not an achila b'kviyas, how can you be yotzi the mitzvah of sukkah? So the Ran writes, this is quoted by the Beis Yosef that I use. The Ran writes that kevan she'akosu kavo chovo lo'ochlo b'sukkah aso achilas kever. The first night is different. You tell me that kazayis is not an achilas keva? No, the first night of Sukkot, according to the Rambam, a kazayis is an achilas keva. Because the Torah required you to eat in the Sukkah, so they made it into an achilas keva. They made it into an achilas keva. Moshe l'kas, some of the Achronim give a moshe, that the halacha is min haTorah, after Gemar Melacha, after Meruach, after we pat down the kri, the pile of tevuah, so then one is not allowed to eat from the tvua before separating Shumas and Maestras. That's the Din D'Araisa. The Rabbanan, Chazal said that after Gemar Melacha, one is not allowed to eat an Achilas Keva from the tvua, but Achilas Arai is still mutter. You can eat a snack from the tvua. You can feed it to your animals, it's always viewed as Arai, or someone can just munch on a little bit of the tvua. you can eat achilas sarai, but only until you do a maisa that's koveya lemaisa. Right? If you do something that makes the achila significant, so then it's going to be usa to eat the achila. Like if you do bishul, right? If you cook the item, that's not achila sarai. That's not a snack anymore. That's an achila bekvias. So you have to be mafir shuvah sarai before you do that. If you eat a snack on Shabbos and Yom Tov from this kri, that's not an achila sarai. That's an achila bekvias, because all achila on Shabbos and Yom Tov is an achila bekvias. So you see sometimes that even something that's normally arai, depending on context, it can be called keva. So says the Ran, the same is true over here when it comes to sukkahs. If you eat an achilas kezai, if you eat a kezai in the sukkah, so normally kezai is not an achilas keva, a whole sukkah. But because the Torah considers it a chiyuv, it's more significant on the first night of sukkahs, it becomes an achilas keva. It becomes an achilas keva, that's how you can fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah on the first one. That's the sheet of the Rambam, the way the Ran explains it. So it would seem, according to this, what should emerge from the Rambam? What should the Rambam hold? How much are you allowed to eat outside the sukkah on the first night? Only less than a kezayis. If a kezayis is viewed as achilas keva, then you would not be able to eat even a kezayis outside the sukkah. And that's in fact what the Torah writes. The Torah quoted by the Magen Avraham there in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Tes. That Torah that's going on the Ran. He says that the first night of sukkahs, achilas keva is defined as kezayis, so you're not allowed to eat even a kezayis outside the sukkah. Now the Sharetzin is careful to point out that even according to this Ran, one is not allowed to eat a kezayis outside the sukkah before one has been yotze his chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Once you've been yotze your chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, even the first night is like any other time of sukkahs. So then you'd revert back to the old halacha, that achilas keva is defined as a little bit more than a kebetz, and you'll be allowed to eat a little bit more than a kebetz outside the sukkah. So if you want to have a little bit of a snack after your suda, that would be okay to have it inside. People on Machmer, they try to have whatever mezain is to having, whatever food they're having, even if it's peiros, even if it's drinking, you can go into the suda, they'll make a leish of a suda, but you can eat a snack inside. But you'd be allowed to eat it outside the sukkah, even if it's more than a kezayis, because this chumr is only until you've been yotzi achiyuv. Once you've been yotzi achiyuv, so then the regular halach applies, the regular shiur will apply. This is how the Ran understood the Rambam. Rabbi Soloveitchik disagreed. The Rav was medayek from the Rambam in Halacha Bo, that you see from the Rambam that the Isra Achila outside the Sukkah is no different on the first night or any other time. The Rambam there in Perek Vav Halacha Bo says, Othan v'shosin v'yishenim v'sukkah kol shiva ben v'yam ben v'layla v'osel lechol su v'chutz l'sukkah kol shiva elo im kein elo im ochal achilas arai kebeitza otochel so yesem at. If you eat an achilas arai, which is kibetza, or pochos, or yes, ma'ad, a little bit more, a little bit less, then that's permissible outside the sukkah. He doesn't distinguish between the first night and the other nights. Then he has halacha zayin, where he says there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, kezayis. He doesn't say that the isra achila outside the sukkah is any different the first night. So after Rav, from the Rambam, you get the impression that there is no difference, that the isra to eat outside the sukkah, achila b'kvis, even on the first night of sukkahs, is a little bit more than a kibetza. So if that's the case, why does the Rambam say that you can be yotzi achi with a kezayis? It's not an achila b'kvias. But said the Rav, he thought the pshat of the Rambam is very simple. The Rambam holds the reason why you can be yotzi with a kezayis, not because that's called an achila b'kvias. No, it's that the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah on the first night is not a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah. If it will be a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah, then avada, you need an achila b'kvias, because that's what yeshiva b'sukkah means. It means living in the sukkah, teishu kein kaduru. Living in the sukkah of Ofen Shokela. But the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of sukkah on the first night, the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night, is a mitzvah sachila. It's not a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah. If it's a mitzvah sachila, then we understand that there'll be an obligation to eat a kezayis. No different than any other achila of the Torah. Both achila b'iser and achila shel mitzvah. Normally it's defined, the shear is normally a kezayis. The same would be true for the first night of sukkah. First night of sukkah, the mitzvah would be to eat a kezayis, because the nature of the chiyuv is not a mitzvah yeshiva, it's a mitzvah sachila. So maybe Taka the Rambam holds there is no difference in terms of the isra of eating outside the sukkah. It's also to eat an achila b'kriyas, that means also to eat more than a kebetza. Right? That's an achila b'kriyas even on the first night. So how can you fulfill your obligation to eat the sukkah with a kezayis? Because the mitzvah is not a mitzvah yeshiva, it's a mitzvah sachila. Okay, this is one issue that might hinge on this question as to whether the obligation the first night is yeshiva it's yeshiva besuga, but you're mechuyev to have yeshiva besuga. Oh no, the chiyuv is a chiyuv achila besuga. Second famous nafkamina that's given is there a din of the star potim in asuga the first night? It's machlokas rishonim. Should we say that just like on the rest of sukkah, it's a mitzvah is potim in asuga? Let's say there are bees in the sukkah. Let's say it's too cold in the sukkah. Let's say it's too hot. Do we say mitzvah potim in asuga the first night too, or do we say no? The first night mitzvah is chayev in sukkah. So what's the machlokas? Why should I say any different? Sukkah stays for shivas yamim. If mitzvah is potim in asuga the whole yom tov, so mitzvah the first night too. So someone will explain that those who hold that mitzvah is chayev in sukkah on the first night, they assume that the mitzvah of the first night is the mitzvah's achila v'sukkah. It is a sukkah. It's just that you're mitzvah in a sukkah. It's not kain taduru. If you hold it to mitzvah's yeshiva v'sukkah, so then you're part of a sukkah on the first night too, because it's not kain taduru. And whenever it's not kain taduru, then there's no mitzvah's yeshiva. But if you hold it to mitzvah's achila, it's just the achila has to be v'sukkah, so as long as it's defined as a sukkah, then that will be called achila v'sukkah. So that's how some explain it. That those who hold the mitzvah as chayav besukkah on the first night, that's because they assume that that really it's a mitzvah achila besukkah. As long as it's defined as a sukkah, so then you will fulfill your chiyav to eat in the sukkah. Okay. Yes, questions.
According to Mordechai, it wouldn't be a sukkah, so you wouldn't say your pater.
According to the Mordechai, it's not going to be called a sukkah. Is the Mordechai talking about a case where just one time you're mitzvah from sitting in a sukkah?
Let's say that's the case.
Then you're mitzvah from sitting in a sukkah. So then he's saying it's not a sukkah. It's not roi lechol tashmishim. So it's not roi lechol tashmishim now. Mm-hmm. See, the lashon of the Mordechai is that you build it in a place that it's not roi lechol tashmishim. It doesn't sound like the Mordechai is saying that if in one night, if you're mitzvah from one aspect of sukkah, so then you can't fulfill the other aspects of sukkah.
Well, so you can't build it anywhere because it could always rain.
Right. But when it's raining, you can't do anything in the sukkah.
Right.
So no, but Ellie is asking. Let's say you're mitzvah in a sukkah now. So is it called a sukkah? According to the Mordechai, if it's not roi lechol tashmishim, it's not called a sukkah. So then you're back to square one, but it's not a mitzvah achila besukkah. I guess these Rishonim are not going to be going with that Mordechai. Like, that's the Mordechai. This is the machlokas, the Rashba and the Rush. So the ones who hold the mitzvah as chaya besukkah.
Don't worry.
That's the Rush. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba and the Tshuva, who says that the Ptur of Teshu came to do it, the Ptur of Mitzvah applies to the first night. So the Rush says that you're chaya. So the Rush will disagree with the Mordechai. The Rush could hold like the Chacham Tzvi, that it can still be called a sukkah even if it's not roi lechol tashmishim. Okay. So what are you chayav to eat in the sukkah? What kind of an achila? We know that's called achilas keva. Achilas harai, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah, like the Mishnah says in the Chofei. So how much is that? That's kebeitza pas. Achilas harai is kebeitza pas. A little bit more than a kebeitza, that you're mechuyav to eat in the sukkah. It's also mutter to eat peiros and to drink outside of the sukkah. It's not an achas kevah by definition, no matter how much peiros, how much you're drinking outside the sukkah. But mishamachmer al atzmo harezim meshuvach. It's best to eat even achila sarai inside the sukkah. Better to try to be koveya yadir as much as you can. Whatever achila you do, whether it's an achilas kevah, achila sarai, you should do it inside the sukkah. But we don't make a leish of a sukkah unless it's an achilas kevah. What's that like when it comes to mezonos? Tavshil that's made from chameshes minyanim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that one is not chayav to eat a tavshil chameshes minyanim unless you're kovei asuda on it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Tofresh lamites. The tavshil ha'osim mechameshes minyanim and kovei alav choshev keva mitzar suka. Clear in the Shulchan Aruch, you got to be kovei asuda on the tavshil. Kovei asuda. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Tezvav quotes from the Magen Avraham, who says that tavshil that's made of chameshes minyadagon is dino kepas. It doesn't need to be a suda. If you eat a little bit more than a kebetza, that's enough. Now, when it comes to pas, maybe a little bit more than a kebetza is viewed as a kviya suda, but by chameshes minyadagon, it's probably not viewed as a kviya suda. But Zogdim Magen Avram, when it comes to Chameshes Min HaDagon, it's the same shear, a little bit more than a Kaveitza. A little bit more Kaveitza, that's called a Kfiz. You don't have to actually be Kovei Suda on that Mizonis. You have a little cake, right? So a little bit more than a Kaveitza, a couple of pieces of cake. It's not a Kfiz Suda. You're having a snack. Sometimes breakfast can be a couple of pieces of cake. So you will say, but your Kovei Suda breakfast, it's not a Kfiz Suda. You're just having two pieces of cake. It's more than a Kaveitza. A Kaveitza is not so much. According to the Magen Avraham, that would be chayiv. In Sukkah, you'd have to make a leishva Sukkah. But says the Mishnah Berurah, the minig is not to make a bracha on mezonos unless you're actually kaveh suda on it. So if you have mezonos, let's say you're having a meal, you're having supper. It's a big supper, you're having chameshes miyadogon and some kind of, other side dishes, meat and potatoes and other things. Right, so if you're kaveh suda, so then you make a leishva Sukkah on the mezonos. Because you're being kaveh suda, you're eating more than a kaveh, so you're being kaveh suda, and then you make a leishva Sukkah. But stam having a mezonos in the Sukkah, not so clear that you make a bracha on it. Unless you're kaveh suda, unless you really, unless it's significant. The Shari Tshuva in Sivkot and Dalet points out that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you make kiddush in a Sukkah, and you have mezonos, you have a little pasa babakistin, so kiddush makom suda, then avali you make a leishva Sukkah on that. That for sure you make a leishva Sukkah on. Why? Because again, achila Shabbos and Yom Tov is an achila b'kviyas. Because you're doing it to be yotzi a mitzvah, you're doing it to be yotzi a chiyuv, so then it's automatically viewed as an achila b'kviyas. So it takes on a different quality, it takes on a different status, and you'll have to make a bracha leishva Sukkah even for a small amount, even for a kazayis. And even for a kazayis, because that's called an achila b'kviyas. Something to keep in mind, Shabbos and Yom Tov. A common challenge that's asked is what happens when it comes to Havdalah. Do you make a leishva Sukkah then? So the Bir Halacha quotes from the Ritva that drinking a revius of yayin is also called a kviyas. Drinking a revius of yayin. And you make a leishva Sukkah on a revius of yayin. And not everyone agrees. Not everyone agrees that just a revius of yayin requires a leishva Sukkah, that's called a kviyas. It's a shiloh. So because it's a shiloh, there are those who are nohed to eat a little bit more than a kveza of mezonos after Havdalah, so that they can make a leishva Sukkah. And to be motzi atzman from a safek bracha, a chashash of a safek bracha, so they eat a little bit of mezonos, so that maybe the chayav and leishva Sukkah mitzad the revius of yayin, maybe the chayav because of the mezonos. But according to those achronim quoted, right, if you assume, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that you're only going to be chayav in leishva Sukkah for mezonos if you kaveh asud on it, it's not so clear that you're really solving the problem. It's not so clear that you have to make a leishva Sukkah on that little mezonos. So it's probably better not to make a leishva Sukkah. Probably better not to eat the mezonos. Just drink the wine. Don't drink a revius. You don't have to drink a revius. Drink a malol dogma, beyotze the mitzvah of Havdalah, without drinking a full revius. Then you won't have a shayla mechala. You don't have a kviyas. Not according to the Ritva. Not according to the Magen Avraham. And then you don't have to make a leishva Sukkah. That's the simpler solution to the problem. I think the minig is not to make a leishva Sukkah. Recently, I think something that started to that machmir to have a mezonos. It's a chumrah da asi liday kula because it's not really clear that you should make a leishva Sukkah on a mezonos if you're not kaveh asud on it. Yes.
Would one avoid the shayla if one gave the yayin to a katan?
No, I think you should drink the wine yourself. This idea of giving yayin to a katan, that's not a lechatchila. During the 9 days, maybe we give yayin to a katan because there's a problem with drinking wine. But if you can drink the wine, you're supposed to drink it yourself. So I think it's better to drink it yourself. Just don't drink a revius. You won't have a full shear. You won't have a kviyas for sure. In terms of a bracha achrona, if you drink a malalubma, if you drink a kezayis, you drink as much as a kezayis, a malalubma, so according to Moshitis, you can make a bracha achrona on that too. Right? Some say that you have to drink a revius in order to make a bracha achrona, but I think for that you could be make a, you could drink a malalubma. But that misses, even if you drink a revius, I think we probably would not be macha for that sheet. It's only if you have the mezonos, so then you make a leisha basuka. Right, so if you drink a revius of yayin, you definitely can make a bracha achrona on that yayin. But I wouldn't make a leishva Sukkah. to Safek Brachas. Safek Brachas Lahokel. Don't make a leisha basofa. And don't eat mazonas because you're not being kovei asuda. You're playing games. You're going to eat a little bit of a couple of pretzels. That's not the kviya suba. It's probably better not to do that. The Sharet Zion quotes another interesting halacha about kviyas. Sharet Zion in Siman Tofresh Lamentes in Sikot Lechavtes, he says that any achila or shesia during the suba automatically is called keva. If you've washed and now you're eating the kviya, so any achila shesia is going to be called keva. So that means, like, if you're going back into the house to help serve, right? So, you know, you might want to take a piece of gefilte fish. You're going to eat a little, it's a shahakal. You'll, like, just try a little gefilte fish. Or there's a carrot floating around. So, you know, you're going to pick up the carrot and put it in your mouth. That's not chayvik sukkah, right? Wrong. That could be an achila bekviyas. Because if you're in the middle of a meal, then all achila that you're doing is part of the meal. It's mitzarev to the meal. It's bottled for the meal. That would be called an achila bekviyas too. So you got to be careful about that. You shouldn't, like, take a little drink inside the house or take a little piece of food that ordinarily would not be chayav b'sukkah, but if it's part of a meal, that might be called an achila b'kviyas, and that would be chayav b'sukkah, and you should only be eating that in b'sukkah. Okay, we'll stop here.